Hi, I'm Boyd Barrett, the creator of Come and See, an immersive audio experience, and I'm so thrilled you've chosen to listen to my creation. First of all, you need to know this is not a typical listening experience. If you're listening on a car stereo or on a player at home without headphones, please stop now. If you're not listening with a set of decent headphones or earbuds, you will not get the most out of this experience, and closing your eyes will enhance it even more. I've designed Come and See to drop you as the listener into the middle of the action. There will be voices and sounds coming to you from the right. You should be hearing this mostly in your right ear, from the left, mostly in your left ear, from behind and in front of you. Some sounds will even travel in a circle all the way around you. If some sounds and voices appear to be distant, don't adjust your volume. For instance, the very first voice you will hear will be that of Yohanan the Baptizer. It will be coming to you from about 30 feet away as you stand on the bank of the river listening to him preach. The second voice will be whispering in your ear. What you are about to hear is the first chapter of the first of three volumes spanning the life and teachings of Yeshua of Nazareth. Thank you for taking the time to not only listen, but to also experience. Come and see.
He hasn't been the same since.
Andreas, there you are. You left the nets early today.
Well, it appears you did as well.
What have I missed?
There's a new fire in his words. Listen.
And it remained on him. He who sent me to baptize in water told me that I would see it. This one will baptize with the Holy Spirit and fire.
I see what you mean. Who is this?
Oh, we just met. By the way, what is your name?
There he is. Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Didn't you hear what I said? Go after him.
Wait.
Yes?
Yeshua, son of Yosef? You and your father used to come to Capernaum to work. It's been a few years, but I remember you. I am Andreas, son of Yonah, brother of Shimon.
What are you waiting
this
for?
Is Yochanan.
Go with him!
Son of Zadia, brother of Yaakov. You've become a rabbi?
That's a far cry from carpentry and stonework.
What do you want?
Where are you staying, rabbi?
Come. Come and see.
Wait! How about one more?
Of course. Come. Come and see.
Are you awake?
We are now.
How could you two sleep? I was up all night. I know. He didn't say much yesterday, but just walking with him was... I don't know how to describe it. Anyway, I went to look for him this morning, and he's gone.
Last night he said he had to go to the wilderness of Yehuda, but he didn't say why.
Looks like you are ready. Let's go. Have you seen him anywhere?
Nothing in that direction.
He wasn't over there, either.
How could he just disappear like that? And for 40 days? Didn't he know we'd try to follow him?
I know. And now that the baptizer has been taken to prison, who could we... Yes, I know. You don't have to remind me. We're crazy, all three of us. We spent one day with the man, and now we've wasted 40 days trying to find him. My brother is going to Wait, there he is! I can't believe it!
He looks different. Weaker. Much weaker. Has he been fasting? Yes, that has to be it. Listen, I think he's saying something.
It is written.
Is that a stone in his hand?
Yes, it's a big one. He can barely hold it.
Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
He dropped the stone. What's he doing?
Wait. He just stepped on the stone and is trying to balance.
It is also written. Do not put the Lord your God to the test.
He's about to fall.
He needs us.
You're right. He's on the ground.
Get away from me, Satan.
Oh, wait. He's getting up.
Worship the Lord your God. And serve him only.
He's standing. No. It's as if someone is helping him to his feet. Let's go. Yeshua, looks like we found you, just in time.
And we have news about the baptizer.
Rethink everything, for the kingdom of God is near.
Rabbi, you're sounding like the baptizer.
Someone has to. He can't preach from prison.
Look, Yaakov is over there. I'll be back.
I don't know what Shimon will say about you preaching from his boat, but I'm sure we'll find out. I can't believe how quickly you were covered, Yeshua. 40 days with no food. I don't think I would...
Why was there a crowd around my boat? Brother! Where on earth have you been?
I better go explain. Yeshua, thank you for agreeing to come to see my brother. It's been a while since...
Did you hear me?
You know Shimon can be a little rough around the edges. Come on, he needs some time with you.
Welcome back, little brother. I suppose I'd be angrier with you if we'd needed you these past few weeks. But as you can see from the nets, there haven't been enough fish to give any of us a good day's work.
Go back out to the deep water and let your nets down for a catch.
Listen, carpenter. We've worked hard all night and haven't caught a thing.
Let down your nets.
Come on, please.
All right. All right, I'll do as you ask. Come on, boys. One more try. Andreas, are you coming?
Yes. Yes, of course.
There you are.
I have much to tell you, Yaakov.
Another of the baptizer sermons, I'm sure.
No, it was the...
Save it until we're through.
Do you see that, little brother?
Yet, it's too much. I can't hold on.
Yohanan! Yaakov! Come, we need your help!
Look at this!
I swear, I covered that spot just a little while ago.
Obviously not well enough.
Shimon, how did you... Shimon, Andreas?
Go away from me, Lord. I'm just a sinner.
Don't be afraid. You are Shimon, son of Yonah. You shall be called the Rock. Come, follow me. Yohanan, follow me. Come, follow me, Yaakov. Andreas, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Come, my friend, follow me.
That was the most fish we've ever caught. How did you? I was so sure we'd done everything we could.
Take it from me, Rabbi. Shimon likes to be right.
No more than you, Yaakov. No more than you. Rabbi, where are we going?
Come and see.
I don't think we're supposed to know, Shimon.
I can't believe this is the same Yeshua we've met before.
Remember when he and his father did some work for Zvadia?
I remember. Father wasn't pleased.
Why? Was their work not good?
It was too good. They always took longer than Father thought they should. Zvadia doesn't like to wait, but their stonework and carpentry, always beautiful. Where are we going, Andreas?
You know as much as I do. Wait, isn't that Philippos?
What's he doing?
He's walking up to Yeshua. Now he's just standing there.
Follow me.
Where are you going?
Come and see.
Rabbi, it is my honor to have you in my home.
Don't let Shimon fool you, Rabbi. His mother-in-law runs this house.
And you would know, Yaakov. Every time my mother prepares a meal, you seem to find your way to our table. And here you are. Yohanan, Andreas. And this is for our guest. You are welcome in our home, my friend.
Where is Philippos?
I saw him speaking with my brother and then leaving before we started the meal. Shimon?
Yes?
Did Philippos leave us?
He told Yeshua he wanted him to meet his friend.
Yes, and I found him. Rabbi, this is Nathanael.
Ah, an Israelite in whom is no deceit.
How do you know me?
Before Philippos called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you.
How did you?
I was under a fig tree when Philippos found me.
I told him that we had found the one Moshe and the prophets wrote about, you.
Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel.
You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You'll see greater things than that.
Greater things?
I tell you the truth. You'll see heaven open up, and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
Nathanael, when I told you the one we've been looking for was Yeshua of Nazareth, what did you say?
I said, can any good thing come out of Nazareth?
And what did I say?
Come and see.
So, come and see.
That was a long two-day walk just to get to a place like Cana.
Ah, but a wedding feast is always worth the effort.
Besides, the rabbi wanted so badly to be here.
While we're here, we might as well eat our fill. Are you coming, little brother?
In a moment. See the woman next to the rabbi? That must be his mother.
He said she would be here.
Let's go see what stories we can get out of her.
But they've run out of wine.
Dear woman, what does that have to do with you or me? My hour has not yet come.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
Whatever he says to you, do it.
Fill the pots with water.
The water pots? Those are for purification, for washing hands and feet. Why would he have them do that?
I learned a long time ago not to ask why. Just to wait to see what he does.
Excuse us, we didn't mean
to... It's all right. You came with him, didn't you? I'm Miriam, his...
His mother. We know. He's been telling us about you.
Is that right? Perhaps I should tell you about him.
Actually, that's what we're coming over here for. We have questions.
Well, perhaps I have answers.
I remember your husband. My first memory of Yeshua was when Yosef brought him to work in our village. And that's what they did. Work. I never heard Yeshua say a word. He fashioned the wood and the stone to create beautiful things, but he kept to himself. And they left when the work was finished. And now he's our rabbi.
So strange. My Yeshua, my lamb, a rabbi.
What did you think he would be?
Far more than that. The angel.
Angel? What angel?
I suppose you should know the story from the start.
Please.
What's he doing? Having them fill the water pot?
It will take a while to fill all six.
Yeshua always fills what's empty. I was like one of those pots when the angel came.
Yes, the angel. When did you see the angel?
I'm not sure angels are seen. I heard. I felt. And, yes, I suppose I saw. In a way I'd never seen before. I had been to the well and had stopped to rest on the way back home.
Back home to Yosef?
No. We had been promised, but not wed. I was still in my father's house. When I stopped on the way back, I began to feel the earth around me move, just a little, but enough to get my attention. Then I heard, or sensed, a voice behind me. Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.
Miriam?
I didn't know what to think, how to react. I kept my head down until he said, "Don't be afraid, Miriam, for you have found favor with God."
An angel said these things?
His name was Gabriel. He came in front of me, took my hands, and lifted me to my feet. Or I think he lifted me. I remember standing and looking into the purest light I'd ever seen as he said, "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and will call his name Yeshua. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. There will be no end to his kingdom."
Yeshua. You will call his name Yeshua.
There is one more. Fill it.
I must finish quickly. When I heard Gabriel's words, I said, "How can this be? I'm a virgin." He said, "The Holy Spirit will come on you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, also, the Holy One who is born from you will be called the Son of God."
Now, fill your pitchers and take them to the one in charge of the feast.
What is he doing? Andreas, come and see.
So, Yeshua was...
Yes. What the angel told me, I've shared with only a few.
Yosef?
Of course. But he had a visit of his own. Yosef was a gift to me. A strong man, but gentle. He could have turned his back on me, but he didn't. And his was not an easy task, raising my lamb. My Yeshua. I miss him terribly. Why are you here with my son?
The baptizer told us to follow him.
The baptizer? Yohanan? Didn't you know that he and Yeshua are cousins?
What?
Look! The one in charge of the feast is about to drink.
But it's water.
Wait, cousins?
Yes, but that's for another time.
What is this?
Someone wants you to taste it.
What someone?
Yeshua of Nazareth.
So, Yeshua of Nazareth, you've brought me a drink. All right, give it to me. Who is behind this prank? Where is the bridegroom? This is wine, not water. And it's the best wine. Don't you know you're to serve the best wine first? And when the guests have drunk their fill, then you serve what you want. Why have you saved the best wine until now?
Come, little brother. Your rabbi is leaving.
Wine! It was water that became wine.
What was that?
Remember what I said? Come and see.
Andreas.
Miriam, we have so many...
I know, but your questions will have to wait. Go with him, with them. There will be other times.
I hope so. I certainly hope so. Why don't you come with us?
Perhaps for a while, if he wishes.
And I do. Come and see...